You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Last paragraph on Kufayin Aleph. Vayim b'Shulchan Aruch Kan Sif Yud Beit. So Shulchan Aruch Kan is Simon Reishayin Vav. Now what is Yoredeya Simon Reishayin Vav? Hichol Sefer Torah. So as I mentioned, interestingly enough, the Rambam, when he brings the Dina of Mechikas Hashem, decides to bring them in Hichol Yosodei HaTorah. When they are brought in Shulchan Aruch, they are brought Agav and Hilchos Ksiva Sefer Torah. So within Hilchos Ksiva Sefer Torah, while they're discussing how to write the Shem Hashem, etc., and all the dinim of Shem Hashem, it mentions also the Issa to be Moichet. But here, the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reisha involved in Yoredeya, Hilchos Ksiva Sefer Torah, there's a separate halacha which is not dealing with Mechikas Hashem, but rather Hayatzorich Lichtov Yehuda. There's this case a lot in Shas, where Yehuda and Yudke Vavke get mixed up. And it's in different scenarios. This scenario is he was supposed to write Yehuda. Okay? And he didn't write Yehuda. By mistake, the Sefer wrote Yudke Vavke and left out the Dalet. So he has a Shem Hashem, but he's supposed to have Yehuda. V'shochach lichtov ha-dalet. So what is his Eitzah? He's not supposed to erase Yudke Vavke and then write Yehuda, right? That would be problematic. So what does he do? He writes between the margins. He writes, you know, like a kid is writing like an elementary, I shouldn't say elementary, I still do it. But like a kid does, he writes an essay, and then you check it over and he misspelled. So instead of writing it over, what do? You make a little carrot figure or something, or you put on top of the word the missing letter. So in Hilchos Ksiva Sefer Torah it says you can do the same thing. Yitla hadalit lamala. If he was supposed to write Yehuda and he forgot the dalit, and all he has there is a yud hey and then a vav hey, he can insert the dalit above the line between the two lines. Yitla hadalit lamala v'kosher.
This whole thing implies that when you write inadvertently Hashem Hashem, it still has Kedusha Hashem. I mean, you don't have to write with a kavon. I mean, for Sefer Torah to be kosher, the Shemus has to be written with kavon.
Correct.
But here, in terms of Mechikas Hashem, even Hashem Hashem, which was written without kavon, for it to be Hashem Hashem, because you didn't mean to write it as Hashem Hashem.
Correct.
It still has a problem.
Correct.
That's the chumrus.
Now, what's interesting is that there's a sugya in Gittin Chofam Ralph, which has a scenario like this. Tzorech lichtav, right, Hashem. He's supposed to write Shem Hashem. And the guy has kavana to write Yehuda. Meaning it's supposed to be Hashem. And the cipher says, I gotta write, and the cipher says, you know what, I'm writing Yehuda. And instead of writing Yehuda, he taka writes Yudke Vavke. But his kavana was Yehuda. So there's a machloikas chachamim and another mandiomer, Gittin Chofam Ralph, is that good? Because at the end of the day, he does write Hashem Hashem, but he was Niskaven Lichtov Yehuda, and he writes Shem Hashem. So it's actually a Machlokes Tanaim over there, whether it's good at the end of the day. Because his Kavanah was for Yehuda, but he wrote Shem Hashem. So it's a very important Gemara there. Why? Because one Mandiomer says Kosher, the other Mandiomer says that it's not Kosher. She'ein Hashem mu min ha-muvchar. That's the Lashon of the Gemara there. She'ein Hashem min ha-muvchar, she'ne'mar zeh keli va'anvehu. So the Gemara in Gittin Chof Amid Aleph is mashma. The reason that the Shem Hashem is not good there is because of zeh keli va'anvehu. It's not a mitzvah min ha-muvchar, which is interesting. Mashma that I don't really need kavana for the Shem, ela mishum mitzvah min ha-muvchar. Because it's Niskaven Lichtov Yehuda, right? V'kosov Yudke Vavke, right? The Gemara says, one Mandiyama says it's kosher. The other Mandiyama says, Pasol She'en Hashem Min HaMuvchar, She'nemar Zeh Keli Vanveyu.
Agav, is this Eitzah good for anything? This carrot business? I know you don't put in a carrot.
Right.
But only here because it's Plan B. Any other word, if you forgot, could you put an ice on top?
I'm not sure.
Now you corrected if you were UK above K and supposed to be had a mind to write Yehuda, so now he wrote Yekevah. So what is he doing? He writes over
Yehuda? Yes, he writes over it, by Kavana, the Gemara says. Yeah. The Gemara in Gittin says he writes over it, by Kavana.
Yeah.
He writes over it, by Kavana.
Can I tell you a story?
Please?
I'd rather not say the person's name, but today he's a God of Israel.
Okay.
It happened in Baltimore, and in there Israel. That's how he became a Baal Truth, that Gemara. He was in that Gemara, and he learned that that's a Diyayu secret, that if you write over Lishma, the whole thing becomes Kodesh. So I got a chance. That's how he became a Baal Truth.
Really?
That's the person that.
Definitely, because the last time I heard a story like that, I don't want to say the name, he's now a Gadol B'Yisrael, it wasn't as benign as that.
We can turn the tape off. It's among us, you know.
You know, it was a little thing. A Rav told me the story about it. Now he's a Gadol B'Yisrael. And what preceded that wasn't so great. And I, unfortunately, have tried for the last 20 years to get this Rav to spill the beans. And he, every time I try, he looks at me and goes, no. Anyway.
I'll tell you, when the tape is off, I'll tell you.
By the way, which is interesting, because the Gemara has many stories like that. Right, Rabbi Akiva, correct?
Yeah. And Tavazim, it's very nice. Shreya was involved. It was
anyway, very interesting that this is the Eitzah. You're supposed to write Yehud and you write Shem Hashem. So what you do is you put the Dalet suspended above, correct? Has anyone ever seen a Sefer Torah like that? Have you ever read from a Sefer Torah like that? Right. I mean, the guy dedicating it probably wouldn't be too happy. Imkein Efshar Im Kasav Hashem Havaya Baruch Hu V'Kosav Dal Ramala Hare Havele Kemochek. So this is an interesting question. So if Lagabe Ksiva Sefer Torah, I can go ahead and make up for my mistake, my omission of the Dalet, by taking the Dalet and placing it above. It seems to indicate that you have now taken the Shem Hashem and converted it from Yudke Vavke to Yehuda. If that's the case, is that a form of Mechikas Hashem? So I thought, what's the question? If you're able to do it, and this is the Eitzah L'chor, it's clearly not Mechikas Hashem, correct? Because this would not be a good Eitzah to do in a Sefer Torah if it was Mechikas Hashem. So I don't know why that's not so Parshat. Havilei Kemoichek. Kevan D'Nikra Ata Yehuda. Now this is a good form of Yehuda. So since it's now a good form of Yehuda, is this considered to be... He wants to know, if I have a Shem Hashem, and I don't actually erase any part of the Shem Hashem, but somehow I alter it from the Shem Hashem to another word. This is what he's going to discuss now for the next few paragraphs. Is there a Mechikas Hashem without actually touching the Shem Hashem, but altering things around it? Above it, below it, we'll see this is above it, right? So he wants to know, is that a form of Mechikas Hashem? So I would have just said that since it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch, you could take Shem Hashem and put a Dalet above it. It's obvious it's not Mechikas Hashem, correct?
And that's the reason you were doing it, so that you're not being Mechikas
Hashem. No, maybe the reason is what I was referring to before. Maybe the when you're allowed to put the Dalet above because to make it Yehuda, it's not Mechikas Hashem because you didn't...
You're saying this is a weak Shem Hashem to begin with.
It's a weak Shem Hashem, because you didn't have Kavana for Shem Hashem when you first wrote it. By mistake, you didn't put the Dalet. But when you have a real Shem Hashem that you wrote with Kavana, then he's having a shot. Then to put a Dalet above and change is no good.
Maybe. But it's interesting that he doesn't discuss that. Harvilei Kamochek, Kevan Denikra Ata Yehuda, right? Ach be'emaze eino. Lo mi baya de chiyuv leka. Not only is there not a chiyuv, meaning malchus. Now listen to this. He says this yesoid, which later he questions. Kevan de eino osa maisa beguf Hashem. He has this idea that there would be no malchus without, in other words, he wants to know, is it usur if you change the Shem Hashem to another word indirectly? But to say that you're Chayev Malkus by either manipulating what's under, above, before, or after, that for sure there's no Malkus. Why? Because you're not doing a Maisa Beguf Hashem. He feels the only way you'd get Malkus if you did a Maisa Beguf Hashem. Is there a Svara for that, or he just made that up? What do you think about that idea?
There's a Svara, because the law comes from the corresponding Lissa Abda, not to destroy, not to be pogrom in the shame. When you're just, this is in the right, when you're not really being pogrom, that Yud-Kei-Vo-Kei is still there the way it always was. You're just, now you're making it that it's read differently. It's like, you know, like Shem Habaya and the Adlus, you know.
So, no, you would say there. If someone came across a church in Eretz Yisrael and took the Tzelem, instead of destroyed it, added to it, right? And it's no longer looks like a Tzelem. It looks like some new piece of modern art. He would not be Makayim Avd Abe Ta Abdun, because he didn't really destroy it. He didn't actually. Right. And that's what you think the Svara is based on.
Yeah, that would be the corresponding Svara. That's true. Yeah, because the Lashon is Abe Ta Abdun. You know, that's right. Over here, he's not destroying anything.
Say the Svara again. I don't know.
When you have a Yud, the law, the Mechikas Hashem, comes from the Torah, says that you should
Lo Sasun.
But Lo Sasun came to Shem Hashem. So it has to be like the mitzvah is to destroy Avodah Zarah. You're destroying the Avodah Zarah. You're taking it apart. When you leave the Avodah Zarah in place, like is how it say, leave the Avodah Zarah in place. You did Salem. You add a little ornament on top. Are you kind of mitzvah to Abdon? Even though it doesn't look like it's Salem anymore, it looks like
it's. Let's talk about the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah kosher the way it is with Yud Kei Vav Kei. No.
So, but that's a different gather, you know. It
so that's where we're at, you know.
I'm giving you another way
to look at it. Yeah. The Sefer Torah is not a Sefer Torah. It means to say this is not Yehuda. There happens to be a dispensation. If you put the ois on top of it, it's tremendous. Just like I guess we were talking before about it with a different word, you know, Reuven. If you didn't put, we don't know. Could maybe Dafka over here because we don't want to play around with that Shem. Because that Shem has to be there. And it's not a Mechika, but it's red. And while it's red, the Sefer Torah could be a Hilchus Kriya, not a Hilchus. And we can't really, you know,
I'm asking on this assumption of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch assumes that if I had a Shem Hashem and I put a Dalet on top, which alters it from a Shem Hashem to Yehuda, as you see in Hilchus Sefer Torah, that this for sure you would not get Malkus. Because Malkus would only be given, the Minchas Chinuch assumes, if you did a Maisa in the actual letters of the Shem Hashem. Meaning putting anything above, under, before, or after is not a Maisa Mechikas Hashem to Michayev Alav. He's assuming that.
You can't move it over, you know.
Kevin de'eno osa maisa beguf Hashem. He questions this later. But later he says he's not sure about it. Tzorchiyah. But right now the Minchas Chinuch is of the opinion that if I don't hit those actual oises of Shem Hashem and I change it from Yud-Kei Vav-Kei to Yehuda through the insertion of a Dalet, or let's not even say it's above, correct? Let's say someone wrote a Shem Hashem with enough space in between to squeeze a letter. And let's say he had Yud-Kei Vav-Kei and he's able to stick a Yehuda in it, right?
If there's room for a letter in between, it's two words.
Not talking about Hilchos Sefer Torah. I'm talking about, in general, the idea of Mechikas Hashem.
So I'm saying, so maybe even whatever it is, that's not called Ksivas Hashem Hashem, because there's enough room for another letter, it's two words.
Interesting. So if that would be the case, and a person would write Yud-Kei Vav-Kei with enough room for a letter in between, and he then went ahead and erased it, he wouldn't be Iver Mechikas Hashem? Interesting.
Okay. I'll give you an example. A person writes Elokim, but he writes the Aleph and the Lamed is also a shame, right?
Right.
So he writes Aleph Lamed, and then he leaves a space, and then the Hey Yud Mem. So you're right. It's not the shame Elokim, but I have the shame Kel. Right. And now, after the Aleph Lamed, there's a space, then he puts in a Dalet. So has he destroyed? That's his question now. So it wasn't. It was a Shem Hashem. You get out of your problem.
It's
so had a Shem Hashem.
Shem Hashem.
It's the same thing. It's good stuff. You know what I mean?
But see, what I'm asking is this: for the Minchas Chinuch, the Eino Oisa Maisa Beguf Hashem. What does that mean? The Eino Maisa Beguf Hashem. It means that those letters themselves that make the Shem Hashem, you have to erase one of them. Or does it mean that any if that you insert something in the word? But in this case, he's talking about a dalet above, and he feels that if you put a dalet above, there's no way you'd get malchus. Why? Kevin da'ina osa maisa beguf Hashem. This is his idea.
It's a politic halacha, you know?
What?
Think about it for a second. Let's say he put, not a star, we put a dot, and on the column he put the dalet. It wouldn't work. This is such a chiddush thing halacha. You put on top. You have to put it in the right place on top, which is really no place because there's no room between the two oises. Otherwise, like I said, we have a new file. So if he puts the dollar in the column and he put a dot over here, it doesn't work. But if you put it over there, it does work. But what is it?
That's not
his kriya.
That's not
his
kriya.
No, it's his ksiva. It's his kriya. You know what I mean? How does this work? What? That's the question.
Anyway, this dollar over yud kei vav kei. The Minchas Chinuch feels says lo mibaya. For sure, he's not getting a malchus. Why? The chiyuv lek again. Kevin the ino osa ma'isa beguf Hashem, which we'll get into again, as I mentioned. Ella afilu isura leka. There's not even an iser to put a dalet over yud kei vav kei. Why? The hatluyin mitstarfin lahachshav lo livso. He's saying this din, which we'll see, is based on Noda Yehuda. That putting, suspending letters above in a Sefer Torah only works to be mashu to Sefer Torah, but it does not work to be paisel to Sefer Torah.
There you go.
So if there is another word where he wrote the proper word, and then someone suspended a letter above the proper word, the suspension of that letter would not work to paisel it. Therefore, since it doesn't work to paisel, it would not work to be considered to be a form of chikas Hashem, even for an iser. The im toila oisiyos, correct? The im toila oisiyos she'enam tzrichus b'sefer Torah ena paisel. Because he's saying a general rule that if someone went ahead and thought he was being paisel to sefer Torah by writing between the columns, suspended oisiyos, those suspended oisiyos do not paisel the sefer Torah. Right? The low nishtana kla. Rak efshar, the paisel mitam, yeser ois oteva. The only problem you'd have is the reason that those letters that are suspended above other words might paisel is not because they are being mishtana, the words below them, because suspended letters above words will not be considered to be paisel the words below them, but perhaps those additional suspended letters might have the halachic status as an extra ois or an extra teva. That's why they might paisel, but not because they've changed the words below them. Uladas ha'sayvrim de'ein yeser paisel, and according to those people who says yeser is not paisel, there's nothing to talk about. Ayeim b'tshuvas noida b'Yehuda, mahadura kama, chelek yoredeya simen ayin dalet, b'vaday eino posel, im toli l'mala ois. Right? V'lomar shiyikra im hashura. I do not have that page that I copied. Thank you. So noida b'Yehuda says that if you suspend an ois above, and even though in the case of the Shulchan Aruch it could work to give you Yehuda if you by mistakenly wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Why do you need to just turn the page?
A good point. Okay, fine. You're right. Okay, either way, thank you.
But do you find the logic compelling that just because it's not personal to say for Torah, Therefore, but since it's machshir, you can say there's mechikas Hashem.
You got
when you put it on top and it's machshir, it changes the word.
This is cheap. You got to look at the night of Yehuda. Right. You can't theorize what you have to say, but what did you bring down?
I'm not going. Maybe there's a different thing, whether it's yes or not. I'm not talking about that. He had a logical thing over here, that since it's only machshir and it's not posel, then that, not the second thing, whether it's posel also extra, it's also the shame it's same, from changing it from Hashem to Yehuda. Since it's only machshir, not posel, therefore he said that it's not going to be considered being mechikas Hashem. Now what's the logic in that? But since it works to be machshir, and we're in a case that it did have the effect of changing it from Yud Kei Vav Kei to Yehuda, maybe it should be considered mechikas Hashem. Who cares if it's not posel?
Because maybe the logic is like this, that a letter that is suspended above is never considered to be part of the ksiva, except for a special dispensation. And how do I know this is a special dispensation? Because it's machshir and it's not posel. Meaning, in general, it's not considered to be part of the writing. Okay, so let's see another behuda. Vavana ain't a posel in Tala Mala Ois. Velomer Shiikre im Hashura. The another behuda says if a guy goes ahead and writes a letter above the line, don't tell me it should be considered part of the line. Vateva mitachta, val yodo nikra teva acheris. Don't say that someone inserting letters above the line, it's considered to be what? It's considered to distort or change those words. Ze ein sfara klal. V'lo matzonu ze b'shum makom. So he's saying, the other behavior is saying, you cannot view ICS that are suspended above to change the words below. There's just one exception to that rule, the Yehuda exception. Correct? Hu adin kan. Therefore, here also, since in general, like I was saying, that a suspended letter above is not considered to be part of the word, and it's only a special halacha by Yud Kei Vav Kei to Yehuda Lahakshir, Hu Adin Kan, that it's not considered to be a form of writing, Le'inyan Hashem Nami, Kein Nira Barer, De Tolui Eino Rak Lahakshir. It's a special dispensation in that case, and it's not considered to be a general rule that a suspended letter is part of that written word. Therefore, velo lifso.
It's really only by Yehuda? I mean, if you have a stam word in the Torah that the Sefer missed a letter?
I don't know. I don't know.
A letter that's above it?
That's what I said before.
I'm not sure.
I don't think it means it's only Yehuda.
You wouldn't need to do it, though, right?
Just lahakshir, yeah.
You can erase it and fix it.
When we call Malcolm, nevertheless...
I said there's no room. You have a tight left, you have a tight line, there's no room anymore. The only way you can get that extra letter is by putting it on top. I don't think he means the whole...
No, you're allowed to erase in Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah does not have to be written Kisidron, right?
Right.
Only Mezuzah, I think Mezuzah and Tefillin, right?
Right.
So see, that's why Sefer Torah does not have to be written Kisidron.
Not only that, the Sefer Torah, you got to be very careful, they write Yeriah separately.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it together.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Kenir Borer, so he feels based on Snod Behuda, the Tolui Eno Rak Lahaksha Velo Lifsa. Umikol Makom Beisa Torah, Yore Ani Lahatir Lislois Oislamala. Even the Mehashim, even though it appears to me this is the halacha, I don't want to be Myra halacha that putting a dalit over Yud Kei Vav Kei is not an Isser. Rock in your malchus. Again, just in your malchus, I seem pretty clear. Nira de ain like in alze. Because why? She'ena oisa, right? Maisa beguf Hashem. That's what he said earlier, correct? Vegam le'inyin kriyas ha'toira. Eino posel utarli de eino tzorech. Ve'eino mitztaref livsol rock lahakshir kain nira.
Can I respectfully... Not that I'm looking to give you homework, and be sure to count. So maybe Reb Chaim looks at that noid of Yehuda. It sounds like a fast thing. You'll make copies of that noid.
I'll look at it. Believe me,
this is a fantastic. All the questions that we asked is probably there. We'll get.
I'll look through. Believe me,
that's all.
Believe me, I'll look through it.
This is unbelievable. This whole thing.
Is the Minchas Kinyan saying that it's also to write that Dal normally, it's just not a Lav Shalem B'Maisa?
He never says Lav Shalem B'Maisa, be careful. He doesn't say Lav Shalem B'Maisa. Because you're doing a Maisa, you're making a Dalit. He's saying you don't get Malkus because you did not do a Maisa B'Guf Hashem. Not that it's a Lav Shalem B'Maisa, don't say that. So he's saying that he thinks it's not even Aser. Because why? Because the letter written above is meaningless. Unless it's part of this special dispensation l'hachshir. That somehow there's a special din that I'm allowed to insert it to be machshir in the Sefer Torah. But any additional ois above a word is not considered to be changing the word in a general way. It's not a general rule that if I go ahead and write, suspend a letter, that it changes the word. He's saying, the Milton Behuda says it's not a general rule. Therefore, any suspended letter does not change the meaning of the word below it in general. That's what he says. But he says, I don't want to paskin lahalacha that it's not aser. But I will tell you that if someone puts a dalet above yudke vavke, he definitely would not get malchus, he feels. Because he didn't do a maise in the guf hashem. But concerning whether there's an Isser or not, he doesn't think, based on the Nadi Behuda, that it is an Isser. Because as the Nadi Behuda said, a suspended letter above, correct, is not considered to be a change in the word below, and therefore it should not be Isser.
There's a typo that says, Adura Kama Yeradeus, but there is no Ayin Aleph.
It says Ayin Dalet.
No, but the last Siman Madura Kama Yerodea is Samach Dalet.
Is that it? Samach Dalet?
No. So it's a typo. I don't know which
Siman. These guys have missed a typo. They got everything. Everybody else's typo to fix.
Yeah.
They should make their own typo.
I'll find it.
Okay. So it's interesting. So this is something for a Rebbe to know. If a Rebbe has a Talmud that goes ahead and is like putting in things above and arrows and this and that, should he count that or not? So the Rebbe could say to the Talmud, look at Nadi Behuda, I can't include this in your answer. Because I have a son and a grandson that are notorious for those type of tests. You know, with the arrows and I left out and above and below. So it depends. If it's a right answer, then it would be okay, you include it. Because you include it lahakshu. But if it's the wrong answer, you don't include it. Because you don't include it lifso. Venira de'im kaisev. That's what the kid would answer, right? Venira de'im kaisev nekudas tachas hashem shal yedei kach nishtona hakriya. Now, I was a little nystopic in this case here. But just like I was telling you, know the Minchas Kinyan is not going to bring you every way of changing the Shem Hashem above to the side and below. So we had above, now this is below. What happens here? K'gon Shahaya Kosov Shem Kel. Aleph Lamed is written, correct?
Right.
Va'asa Tachas Ha'aleph.
Patach.
Sorry, Va'asa Pasach Ba'aleph. Sorry.
Kudas. He's putting the
Kudas. Yeah, underneath, correct. So instead of Kale, he makes it Al. He takes the Aleph Lamed and makes it Al. So I didn't know what this case was. Was it just a Stam Aleph and Lamed? Or was it actually Kale? Meaning under the Aleph, there's a Tzere, and he takes the Tzere and makes it a Pasach. So he doesn't say that's the case. So Lachara, I think he's talking just about a case where there's an Aleph and a Lamed alone, correct?
Yeah.
And underneath the Aleph, he puts a Pasach. So he takes the Aleph Lamed, which is one of the Shemas of Hashem, and he makes it into Al, which is interesting. This seems to indicate Aleph Lamed without Nakudos still cannot be erased, correct?
No, it depends what you meant when you wrote it. I can't write the word Aleph Lamed and I need to write Al, the word Al. I can use the word Al, I'm not... If I write the sentence and I'm using Aleph Lamed as Al, I can't erase that?
Over here he meant Kel.
Either he wrote it with a Tzere or he meant Kel.
He didn't write it.
If he meant it as Al, what should be the problem?
Right. He meant kill, and then he decided.
He meant kill, and he said, I want to change it from what I wrote it as kill to all.
Wow.
Unless you can say a very good kiddush, and even if you write something as al, once you have those letters aleph and aleph a day, you can never erase it.
It's not a mice in the kuf Hashem.
Exactly, it's the same thing. But he's giving us
some.
Well, let's see what he said. This is the same idea. Ve'ein adoma. So this is the Torah. Kevan. So he wants to know what happens if you take kale. And again, you're telling me it's just Aleph Lamed. You don't need the Tzeri, correct?
But you meant to write it as Kel.
Right.
You meant it when you wrote
it. Right, it's Aleph Lamed, which is one of the Shemos Sheno Nimchakas, correct?
Yeah.
Which is listed, if you look at the Chinuch, correct, in the paragraph, at the very end of the paragraph, he includes that, correct? Va'Aleph Lamed, correct? Ve'eloka, ve'elokim, ve'shakai, ve'tzavaklis. So what he does is he puts a pasuk under it to take it from Hashem, Hashem Ta'al. Bevadai Issa Toro. He feels for sure this is Asa. Keva de Miskalkel HaKriya Al Yedei HaNikud De Kach Karim. Ve'eno Doma. Now, before he said, he thinks that if you suspend the Dalid, it's not even Asa. But here he's saying, for sure there's no Malkus, because once again he has this idea, She'eno Oysa Maisa Beguf Hashem, correct? Nevertheless, in this case, he would say that it's Asa.
Called the Guf Hashem.
No, he's saying it's not Guf Hashem, because it would be Guf Hashem,
then you get
Malkus. So let's see, but this is different than Toli. Why? Ve'eno domo l'toli shekasavti l'mala. Mikol makom, nevertheless, the Indian Malkus, also in this case of Pasach, nira de'en loikin. Again, the same klal. Kevin sha'ayin oysa meisa b'guf Hashem. Now, va'adif migrama. That was two interesting words. And this is not considered to be grama. Meaning grama in general would be what? Would not be an isser. But here, this is more than grama. Now, why is this not like tolui? Does he explain why it's not like tolui? Or he just says it's not like tolui?
It's not like tolui because in the case of tolui, you could still read the yudkei vavkei. I mean, it's still hard to understand, but I think within Yud Kei Vav Kei is there inherently. Here, you've changed the Kel, or you've indicated your intention to change the Aleph Lamed not to be a Shem Hashem. But
why isn't the Dalet like a Nekuda? The Dalet's like a Nekuda. Something else could change the Shem, the Dalet change unnecessarily.
No, could, right. Because the Kud, you can read, with the Dalet, you're reading it Yehuda, but the Yud Kei Vav Kei is far there. Yeah. Here you're saying that it's not a Shem. It's hard as far. It's hard.
It's a claim that the Kud changed the Shem, but the letter also changed the Shem.
Okay, I hear that beautiful set.
It's a strange thing to the thing that...
So he says two things here. One thing he says is, once again, there's no Malkus. Why? Because if a person goes ahead and it's not Osa Maisa, Beguf Hashem, there's no Malkus. But nevertheless, he feels Bevadai Asa. Now, he does not explain why it is not like Tolui, correct?
I apologize. There is a Siman Ayin Dalet.
Next volume.
Next volume. The title of the piece is Be'inyan Hanunun Hafuchim, B'Shaparsha Vayivin Zohar. And it's 1, 2, okay, found it, 3 pages. Alright, make a copy, maybe.
So, Yoel, you said a Sfora, but does he explain it?
I'm saying the Sfora is... I'm trying.
No, I'm just saying, but he does not explain it.
No, he doesn't explain it.
Ve'en adama l'tolo shikasafi l'mam. Mikol makom le'inyan malchus nira de'in leikin. Kevin da'eino osa maisa beguf Hashem. Now he adds these two words. Why does he add these words? Va'adif migrama. And you should know that if he takes aleph and lamed and puts a pasach under the aleph, it's not grama. Which seems to intimate that grama by mechikas Hashem is not asr. Correct? And this is better than grama.
Once you say that when you put in the kuda, it's a way of writing the letter. It's a normal way of writing a word.
We're
supposed to add the dalet on top. It's not like you writ Yehuda. It's read Yehuda. It's recognized as Yehuda. But he didn't write it the way you normally write.
But he goes on to say the next line that Howie didn't read yet, that if you then erase That's what makes it. You then erase the nikud. You're back to having a shem Hashem. So.
Ubefrat the yesh tikud, right? And in this case,
tikud means to make it back into a shem.
Correct. And in this case, I'll tell you why. What's his point here? Ubefrat the yesh tikud. And in this case, there can be a tikkun. There's a way to go ahead and reverse what you've done. Sheyim chok hanikud, correct?
Yeah.
Va'af delo machok ein bo malchus. And don't tell me that if he goes ahead and he erases it, that will relieve him from malchus. No. And even if he doesn't write it, he won't get malchus. No, this is another reason I think he's giving why there's no malchus, correct? Kevin de'eno oso maisa beguf Hashem klum. But to me, the grammar thing is interesting. What is grammar by Mechikas Hashem? He seems to say there are cases of grammar by Mechikas Hashem. What would be grammar by Mechikas Hashem? And this is not grammar. He's saying this is more than grammar by going ahead and underneath making a pasach. So what is he pointing out? Why would you think this is grammar? And why at the end of the day is it not grammar? I'm not sure. And I don't know, I cannot, if you asked me, give me a classic case of grammar by Mechikas Hashem.
I have an idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I think maybe people decide. If you put the pasuk underneath the olive, what happens if you put a word beforehand that it would impact that the olive flower has to read olive, but he didn't put anything underneath the olive?
So that's the next paragraph. But the next paragraph is a word after. Let's see the next paragraph. Okay. So every time somebody names Eliyahu writes his name, he's over Mechikas Hashem. Every time a guy Eliyakim writes his name, is he over Mechikas Hashem? But he starts with Aleph Lamed, correct?
That's why some people put a dash.
Okay, some people
do the Aleph Lamed and then do a dash.
And a lot of even Gadol Yisrael, the name was Yehuda, used to write Yehuda without the hay, or with an Aleph at the end, for all these reasons. Even though they were writing cursive, they didn't write that, so it would make a difference. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, just in case. Even I'm not saying it like that.
So let's see, this next paragraph is a very interesting one, which I think has to do with my question about Eliyahu writing his name. Correct? So you change the Shem of Adnus to Adonim, correct? V'nikra Adonim. Gam kein ein loika. I hope not. That would mean every time you write the word Adonim, right? Gam kein ein loika. Kevin de'eno osa maisa beguf Hashem. Af.
By the way, he doesn't mean that Adonim is a problem. If you write and you mean to write Adonim, there's no problem. He means that.
I know what he means. I know what he means.
And then you decided later to add a man. There's a thing, you're not allowed to do that, but you're not going to get malchus.
So why would writing Adonim be different?
Because you never had
Because when you write Adonim, what?
You never had Kavanah to write the Shem Hashem.
So once again, you're sticking in Kavanah.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Have you seen any discussion here about Kavanah yet? I haven't.
You know, sure it would work for Leo. I mean, that would be the reason.
I mean, otherwise you got a problem. How do you ever write up? There's thousands of words probably that you're going to have a problem writing.
You know, Rebbe,
We don't.
The teaching Chumash, what this could do, you can get such a class riled up. If you were a cipher, would anybody want to be a cipher? Raise your hand, want to be a cipher. How are you going to write this right? You get everybody riled up. It's kind of thinking. Thinking. You'll have 24 kids, 96 as far as.
So anyway, this is interesting. I have Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Vaga Kosov Besof Mem, Vinikra Adonim, correct? Gamken Ein Loike. He says there's no Malchus. Kaven De'eno Osa Maisa Beguf Hashem, Af B'makum She'eno Yochol Limchoik. Meaning even, let's say this Mem is written, and for whatever reason, you cannot go ahead and be metaken it. Saying being able to metaken it and restore it is not a factor, he says. Because even if I cannot go ahead and restore it, for sure there's no malchus. Because once again, his svara, which in the next paragraph he will question, there's no maisa in the guf Hashem. Kenira, venira poshut, De'im machak hamem chayzer hashem l'ksherusai. And if you wrote the mem onto adonim, and then you go in ahead and got rid of the mem, it still has the din of shem hashem for all the halachas. Ayin l'kaman osir alef, which deals with the halachas of nitfal. Nitfal is the Gemara in Shavuos Lamed Hamed Beis, which means, it says, Ein ke elokeinu, are you allowed to go ahead and be meichek the ke in ke elokeinu? So, the is a machlokas tanoim. One Tana says anything that's nitfal is not considered to be part of Shem Hashem, and if it's a prefix or a suffix, I cannot erase it. Acherim, who we paskin like hold, that a prefix you can go ahead and erase, but a suffix you cannot erase. And they use an interesting sfora, which we'll get to. Shekvar niskadesh Hashem. That at the end of Elokeinu, the nu cannot be erased because the Elok has already been miskadesh the nu. But if it's le Elokim or ke Elokim, the prefix we paskin can be erased. So don't worry about an adonim erasing the mem. Because even if you're going to tell me that there's a halacha of what? Halacha of nitfal, it's not a problem here. De'im machang ha-mem chazor Hashem l'ksheh rusai. Ayin l'kamen osir alef and those halachas of nitfal. Va'af lechadchilo yochol limchaik. Va'af im nemar da'al menas letakein. Usher, even if you're going to tell me that a nitfal almanas l'takein is considered to be usher, gam ken kemavur l'holon, mikol makom, right, lo shmei nitfal. In adonim, this mem is not a nitfal. Kevan de'eno shayach l'hashem. Because it's not a modifier. A prefix or a suffix is modifying the Shem Hashem. Therefore, it's a nitfal. But here, the mem that I added on to the Adnas is not modifying Shem Hashem. It's totally distorting it to another word. Kimavur b'taz, this is based on the taz again. Hichos k'sivah sefer Torah, simen reshayin vav, sif katan zayin, v'hadvarim berurim. Okay, once again, did we see anywhere the din of grama yet? Except for in the paragraph before. I don't remember speaking about grama. Does anyone else remember? Do we speak about the idea of grama by Mechikas Hashem? Because the Minchas Chinuch in the paragraph before seems to indicate that grama would not be usher, but the case of a pasach for whatever reason is not grama. So I am a little, my hands are tied, because since we have not defined grama, I cannot really give you my opinion as to why a pasach underneath an aleph would or would not be grama. But anyway, you should know something about grama. Even though grama is a halacha by Nezikin, there's a din of grama b'chol ha-Torah kula. Grama comes up throughout Torah. For instance, in one very interesting case, there's a sugya in Sanhedrin Ayin Vav Amud Beis that says, I need a special pasuk to tell me that if someone is underwater and I put my hand here and I cause his head not to come up and he drowns, I would not think I'm chayiv misa. I would not be chayiv al trotzeach, except for a special limud of obeiva. L'rabos is hametzamtzeh. So the Rishonim say that grama by ritzicha is not chayiv. But there are certain cases that are considered to be metzamtzeh where grama is chayiv. So I'm just pointing out, grama is a din b'chol ha-Torah kula. Not just by Nezikin. It's by Ritzicha, and I need a special pasuk to be marba. Certain types of Ritzicha, you might think of grama, and we know there's grama by Shabbos, correct? So grama is a din b'chol ha-Torah kula. And he says that for some reason, putting a pasuk underneath the aleph, in aleph lamed, is not considered to be grama. So I'm not sure how you define grama by Mechikas Hashem.
What do you say to that, Sora, that the word before would change the meaning? He didn't touch these two ices. Not beneath it, not on top of it, nothing. But I put a word before him, which it's impossible to look at the Aleph Lamed any other way except Aleph.
What about this case of the mem at the end, Adonim?
Well, you just said there's a difference between the grammar before and the grammar afterwards, right? The prefix and the suffix.
So that's not grammar, that's nitfa.
I know, but...
Nitfa is different.
I'm just being right, it's a difference between before and after.
That's well, then it'd be a kavachomer. Because if nitfa, that's after the word, is also to be moichek,
right,
and adding the mem after adonim is not a problem, then something before for sure should not be a problem, correct?
Okay.
If you want to compare the two, the svar would go the other way. If you want to compare the two.
I don't think he's saying that there is a case of gromo. He's just saying that maybe you would have a svar to say that when you just put a patach under Aleph Lamed, which was meant to be written as kel, or let's say you had it there, you changed it to a patach,
right,
you would think maybe that's just a gromo, because maybe the only thing that you're doing is that you're causing it now that it could be pronounced all the way, but until you actually pronounce it, you haven't done anything. Just the fact that now it could be pronounced that way, or that's the way you would read it, that's just a grammar. So you're saying, no, the actual writing, let's say, the writing that nakuta, writing that line under the Aleph Lamed is more than a grammar. Because I would think maybe it's a grammar, just putting a nakuta under it has just made it susceptible to being pronounced that way. But until it's actually pronounced that way, nothing happened. So that would make it a groma. No, other than groma.
But that is implying that groma would not be chayav.
Right, but the only case that he actually has a real case of groma, he's just saying don't consider this a groma. This is an iser min haTorah. Don't think that this is my singular case of groma where I change the nekuda under it. Not that there's another case of groma that is not probably.
You're not
right. There's no
case of
Rome.
I
wrote Zafi comes Shem Hashem automatically. It's like Kavona was not.
It's two pages. I have next page. Two pages. So I guess we'll get into grammar, okay. And we'll have to come back to this and understand why this is not grammar. But I understand if grammar is a patur b'kol haTorah kula, why shouldn't it be a patur here?
Who
right?
Says it's not.
What?
Who says it's not? He says our case of changing the kud is out of my grammar.
I understand.
But maybe if you find a case of grammar, it's not, you know.
He brings a lima from a pasuk. Lo sasu kain, siyasu rabo gram mechika shari. So we need a pasuk for it.
Very interesting, good question. So Mirtash, we'll get to it. Okay, so let's finish off with this last paragraph. Okay, let's go. Masha kasafti la'el dimeino oisa maisa beguf Hashem eino loka kagon shekoisev od os shayadekach eino nikra Hashem like Adonim, right? Osha osa nakuda like al, two cases, mikoma komolo berirali. Meaning this is what he keeps repeating. At the end, he's not so sure about it. The mikoma kom, kevin da have kilko, amai lo yilke. Right? Da have ibud bechi haigavna. Vakasav amar lo sasun kain, velo mi baya, correct? Begav de'enu yochol limcho ka'os, right, ha'soyser, have vada ibud. Ela af be'yochol limcho, mikomakom have ibud. Le'es ata, correct? Ve'over al alav v'tzorich il. So I would ask, what's the tut studim for this suffix? You have any idea? What are the tut studim? Whether you have to do a ma'isa beguf Hashem. Is it shy suffix? How closely does the lav of los asun et los nansal asus? How closely does the lav los asun kein Hashem Elokecha follow ibud avodah zara? That was shy for right. That if it follows ibud avodah zara exactly, which seems to be the case, because that is the lav los asun kein Hashem Elokechem, right? At the end of the day, you'd say, just like I need, as you assumed, and I'm not sure it's true.
Maybe not. Maybe you'd have the same shot as the Ibn of a Dezor.
Or is that the question? How closely does this follow the halachas of Avodah Zarah? mean, just like Avodah Zarah, there has to be a Maisa Begufa Avodah Zarah, so too has a Maisa Begufa Shem. Or do you say that, no, it does not have to follow it that closely?
Or
maybe it's Gufa Sufik in the Isra Avodah Zarah.
Right. Itself also, right.
But let's see, the way he seems to articulate it is, I don't think he's questioning about Avodah Zarah. He's saying the word Lo Sa'asun itself, Asiya, could be any type of Asiya that causes this, correct?
Yeah, well, look at the note above on the bottom. It brings up some sefer. It's interesting.
Hey, you want to read it? Yeah. Can you read that?
Yeah, Vishulich Hassam Sefer, and you're there. Metzadit Hashol, the Bekahai Gavno, Shehina Osa Maisa Begufa Osiyos, the Mechassim's case. So the Shol in that Shulich held that that's Gromo. When you don't do a Maisa and a Gufa Osiyos, you just like add a Dalit or you add the Gufa.
Right.
That's what's called Gromo. The Chassam Sefer Hashiva, the Lem Mikri Goram, El Kashayna Osa Maisa Biyadayim. Only when you don't do a Maisa Biyadayim, that's considered Gromo. Chassam Sefer seems to go like the second side of the Mechus Chinuch, that it would be Mechika Gemurah, and you'd get Malkus. And the Shul in the Tshuva held that that would be the case of Groma.
Which is interesting.
And the Chinuch seems to be a third way.
Which is interesting, because the Mechus Chinuch, when he says Eino Oysan Maisa Beguf Hashem, doesn't use the word Groma.
Right.
Seems to say it's some other Sfera. And the Sfer was like you wanted to say, it has to follow Avodah Zarah, correct?
Maybe.
But it's interesting. Otherwise, what's the Sfer? And again, it's not Lav She'im B'maisa. That's not what he's saying. Mikol Makom Kevin Da'avi Kilkul Amai Lo Yilke. So his Sfer is, since it's a Kilkul, at the end of the day, you should get Malkus. Da'avi Ibud B'chi'ai Gavin. Still an act of Ibud, correct?
If you put a chirik under the nun and al ta'adun, you're making it adoni. So does the is that changing Shem Hashem?
That's exactly the case of al, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Al.
Isn't that exactly the case of al, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if we just wrote al ta'adun, but mirkavona, which we haven't talked about, was adoni.
He would say it's asur, but according to his first for no malchus, she'ino oisum meisa begufa, she'ino oisum meisa begufa Hashem, correct?
Yeah.
It's totally on this this question of his, this suffix of his.
I have to look up the halachos in Ibn Avodah Zarah. I mean, there's no Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Avodah Zarah, right?
There is Hilchos Avodah Zarah, but I don't think it covers this.
There's a Shulchan Aruch? Yeah,
yeah, sure.
When you are dead?
Yeah, sure, there's Hilchos Avodah Zarah, yeah.
I was hoping it's not Nogeh, it was Man Azeh.
Certain things that are Nogeh, for instance, what type of statues can you have in your house? Things like that, right? Lifnei Eidam, you're not supposed to do business with them. That's in Shulchan Aruch, right? There are plenty of halachas because of Avodah Zarah. I don't know if there's halachas Ibud of Avodah Zarah, correct?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.